Welcome to the Tzorba Mirabanan Hilchot Shabbat program with Rabbi Shalom Rauzer. Tzorba is a revolutionary halacha sefer which guides you through over 300 topics in Jewish law in a unique signature style. In this weekly series specifically, Rabbi Shalom Rauzer learns through the Tzorba Hilchot Shabbat volumes, helping us all master the halachot of Shabbat in just 2 years. Tzorba volumes are available for purchase worldwide on Amazon. And to learn more about Tzorba, or for those in Eretz Yisrael looking to purchase volumes, please head over to tzorbaolami.com. For more information, see the description below. And now, Rabbi Shalom Rauzer.
Okay, Rabosai, we are in a new world, the new world of Muksa, which is the fifth shiur here in this volume, volume number 20 of the Tzorba Meirabanan series, the Lax family edition of the volumes. This volume is the Niyaza family volume, and we are up to shiur number 5, the beginning, the introduction of Muksa. This is volume 1 of the shiur number 1 relating to Muksa. So we will discuss Muksa and the first of the types of Muksas that we will discuss, and that is Kli Shemalachto Le'Isser. We'll start on page 215 in this volume. Muksa is technically a Durabanan. We've discussed over the past number of volumes in Shiurim many of the Malachas Daraisa, a couple of Durabanans as well, but mostly Malachas Daraisa relating to the Lamentest 39 Malachas, but there are numerous worlds of Hilcha Shabbos that are not included in the 39 Malachas. First of all, what we did in the first half of our shiur, and we discussed all the Halachas of Kiddush and Lechem Mishnah and all the Assays of Shabbos, but even things relating to what you're not allowed to do, there are many worlds of Durabanans that are not included in the Malachas, and this is one of them, the world of Muksa. The Pasuk in Yeshayahu, in source number 1, on page 215, the Pasuk in Yeshayahu already tells us that Shabbos is supposed to be a different day than all the rest of the days of the week. The Pasuk says in Perek Nun Ches, how do you remember that? Yeshayahu Nun Ches Nach, Menucha, you rest on Shabbos. And that's the Psukim in Yeshayahu that talk all about Shabbos and Kavod and Oneg. That's in Yeshayahu Nun Ches. So Yeshayahu tells us, Im Tashuv Mi Shabbos Raglecha, Me'asos Cheftzecha B'Yom Kachi, if you restrain your foot from doing your chafatzim on the holy day, v'karas la Shabbos oneg, and you call oneg to Shabbos, l'kdosh Hashem mechubad, v'kibadato me'asos derechecha, and your honor with your ways, mimso chefzecha v'dabra davar, not doing your own chafatzim and speaking, oz tisaneg al Hashem, then you will have tremendous oneg and bizocha. This pasuk, every phrase in this pasuk, teaches us halachas relating to creating a day of Shabbos that is supposed to be unique and different than the rest of the week. The Gemara in Shabbos, Kuf Yud Gimel, Kuf Yud Amad Aleph, Amad Beis, source number 2, V'kibadato, right, that's kavod. Me'asos derechecha, v'kibadato, shelo yeh malbushcho shel Shabbos, k'malbushcho shel chol. Our clothing should be different on Shabbos. Even if I wear a suit the whole week, I should have a different suit for Shabbos. I should have a different shirt. I should have different shoes. Something should be different. Kiha, Rabbi Yochanan, Kari Lamani Mechabdosai, like Rabbi Yochanan called his clothing those that give him honor, because our clothing creates honor for us. Me'asos derechecha, shelo yehi luchal shal Shabbos ki luchal shachol. Your hiluch, your walking on Shabbos should be different. We're not supposed to run on Shabbos unless it's running close to shul, to a mitzvah. Mimso chefzecha, chafatzecha asurim, from doing your chafatzim. Chafatzecha asurim, your chafatzim are asur, chefze shayim mutarim, the chafatzim of shemayim are allowed. V'daber davar, your speech. Shelo yehi diburach shal Shabbos, ki diburach shachol. Your dibur of Shabbos should be different than your dibur during the week. So everything should be different on Shabbos. All of this has nothing to do with malacha. It has to do with creating a different day. This is related also to the Ramban. We probably mentioned this Ramban in other shiurim, but it's a Ramban that maybe we should review every single week. The Ramban is in the context of Yontif, where Yontif is called Shabboson in Emor, Chav Gimel Chav Dalid, but it's the message for Shabbos. That's what the Ramban says, that Shabbos is not just about nose, and it's not just about details. We know, he quotes a medrash that talks about Amir La'akum being connected to a pasuk, and even though pashas we hold, Amir La'akum is an Isser Durabanan. But says the Ramban in Parshas Emor, that really it is, even though it's Durabanan, it's a kiyum of a daraisa. V'nirali shamedrash hazelomar. It appears that this medrash tells me, shiritz tavinu minat Torah lios lanu menucha b'yantif afilu midram she'ina malacha. We need to have menucha on yantif even from things that aren't malacha. Shalo yitra kolayom. Even Durabanan, that's part of the kiyum daraisa of creating a day of Shabbos. Lo shiitra kolayom. We shouldn't spend the whole day violating Durabanan's. which aren't the Rabbanah. Meaning, if you spend the whole day schlepping and measuring and weighing and cleaning, a lot of that you could not violate a Daraisa and you won't have Shabbos. That's what the Ramban says. We have to create a day of Shabbason, a day of rest, a day of desist from the world. And his Talmidim, the Ritva, quotes this, and others quote this, Ramban, the Aruch HaShulchan, quotes this at the beginning of Parsha of Hilchos Shabbos. Because Shabbos is not just about the details, it's about creating a day. About creating a day that's different, that's unplugging from the world so we can plug into HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that's where the world of Muksa comes in as well. There are many categories of Muksa, but at root, much of it is to create a different day. The Rambam quotes three different reasons, very unusual. The Rambam giving reasons for, so many reasons for a Din Rabbanan. Often the Rambam will say, this is Aser Gzeira Shema, but here the Rambam Menuchos Shabbos and Perach of Dalit, at the end of Perach of Dalit, he gives three reasons, and just in case that wasn't enough, the Rivey gives a fourth reason. Says the Rambam, Hilchos Shabbos, here we go, source number three. Asru Chachamim Lataltel Mixas Dvarim B'Shabbos, the Chachamim, the rabbis, this is all the Rabbanan, the rabbis forbade moving, we will learn. Muksa is only asr to move, there's no isr to touch muksa, to move. It's asr to move certain items on Shabbos, K'derach Shosu B'chol, like you do during the week. What's the reason for this isser? So the Rambam says, number one, Amru, Uma imis yu nevi'im, vitzivu. If there are the prophets already said, the pasuk that we just read in Yeshayahu, Shelo yehi luchak b'shabbos ki luchak b'chol, your walking on Shabbos should not be like you're walking during the week. V'lo sichas ha-shabbos ki sichas ha-chol, and your talking on Shabbos should not be like you're talking during the week. V'davar davar, kal v'chomer, shelo yehi tiltu b'shabbos ki tiltu b'chol. What you are involved in, what you're moving around, should be different on Shabbos than during the week. Kadesh shelo yehi ki yom chol be'enof, so that we don't think of it as a weekday in our eyes. V'yavo lahagbia ulasakin kelam, and I don't schlep mipina lapina, move things, or mibayis labayis, or let's see avanim, or I move my, I go out to my garden, not taking things off the ground, because that could be choresh or zoreya, but I do things outside. V'arayu yosheba beso, I'm home. If I'm involved in all other things, v'nimso shalos shavas ubatalatam, shnemer batur laman yanuach. Interesting, maybe a kiyam daraisa, the Rambam is alluding to. But either way, number one is so that I recognize it's a different day. I recognize it's a different day, merely for me, for me. Number two, va'od, kishe yevaker v'yataltal kelim shemalachton le'isser. If I'm moving around items, let's say the whole day I'm moving around scissors and pens and computers and phones, there's a very good chance I might come to use them. Efshar shi'isasik b'hen ma'at v'yov l'di melocha. If I can handle, imagine there was no such thing as muksa. So I'm just going to have my phone in my pocket. I'm not going to use it. It's going to automatic. So number one, that you remember at Shabbos. Number two, that you don't come to do malacha gzeira, misha malachas. Number three, va'od, mibnei shemiksas ha'am einam ba'alei umnis. Some people aren't a professional workman. Ela b'talim kol yameyam. They just sit around. They're yoshvei kronos. They sit around. And in the days before electricity and the days before other types of modern technology, what was the difference between Shabbos and Yontif if you were just sitting around? You go in Tayol and Vyoshvei Kronos. Shekol Yemei Neim Shosemi Malacha. They're always sitting around. V'yemei Mutter Lahalech Uladaber Ulataltel Kishar Hayamim. And if it was Mutter to just move everything like you always move, Nimsa Shloshava Shvisa Hanikeres. There wouldn't be a recognizable Shvisa. And therefore, for the outsider, it has to be clear to me that it's Shabbos. Not just reason number one is that I remember it's Shabbos. Number two, Gzeira, I might do Malacha. Number three, should be a Shvisa Nikeres. Shvisa Nikeres, that's the third reason for Muksa. Umebrei Tvarim Elu, Nogu Bisr Tiltul. Says the Rambam, because of these three reasons, the Nisr of Tiltul, Va'asru Shalei Taltul on the B'Shabbos, Ela Kelim Matzorach Lam, it's limited. It's Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky in the Emes LeYaakov uses this. I don't remember if he uses this or just a parallel idea. Are regarding the mitzvah to eat on Erev Yom Kippur. That there should be a Shvisa Nikeres on Yom Kippur. If I don't eat on Erev Yom Kippur much, and then I don't eat on Yom Kippur, there's not as much of a Shvisa Nikeres. That same idea that Rabbi Yaakov uses by Yom Kippur. This is based on the Rambam. So number three. Fourth idea is the Ravid. The Ravid says, based on a line in the Gemara, that maybe the Isser Muksa of Tilto, Muksa, moving Muksa, is connected to the Isser of Hotza'ah, of carrying out. If I have things in my hand, I might carry them out to a place without an Erev. So it's connected to Hotza'ah. And there are different nafkaminas based on these three reasons. Okay, but this is connected to the world of Muksa in general. But now let's get into some of the details of Muksa. The Beis Yosef lists off, and you might even split it into even more categories. The Beis Yosef, it's source number 5, Simen Shin Ches. Shin Ches is the Simen about Muksa. Shin Yud Ches, Bishol. Shin Yud Tes, Borer. Shin Ches, Muksa. So some simanim that we have to know. So the Beis Yosef says there are 6 categories of Muksa. And they each have their own definition, and some of them have their own halachas, as we will see. Harishon, Klishu Muksa Machmas Chesron Kis. Chesron Kis means something that's a potential financial loss. An item that I would not use for anything other than its purpose. A passport is probably a Muksa Machmas Chesron Kis. A fancy painting on the wall is Muksa Machmas Chesron Kis. Kli sha'adam makpir alav shalo yifkam. I don't want it to get ruined. Go in sakin shal shchita. A shchita knife. Vishal saparim. Hasheni kli shemachtel iser. A kli that is used for an iser. As we'll see, a scissors, a pen. A kli, we'll see how do you categorize that, but let's say those examples of kli that's usually used for an iser. Shlishi, number 3. Kaldara she'eno kli velo machal adam velo machal behema. It's not a food or a kli. Inherently, it has no use. It's not a kli that I could use. It's not food that I could eat. So what is it? It's called muksa machmas gufo. It's inherent muksa. Could go on avanim, stones, umos, money. Vikanim, ve'etzim, wood, koros, offer, dirt, chol, mace, a dead body. Bali chayim, animals, as we discussed in the past shiurim. Grogos v'simokim she'munachim v'makim she'miyapshim osam. I put out some raisins or figs on the roof in order to dry out, in order to be able to then use after. But right now, they're putrid. That's muksa machmas gufo. Number 3. Number 4. Fourth category. Kli shemalachto laheter umunach alav echan me'advarim hamuksa machmas gufan. This is called busis. A busis l'davar asr. I have a chair. I have a chair, but on the chair is a dvar muksa. So the chair becomes muksa as a busis, as a base. A bus is l'davar aser, that's category 4, according to the Beis Yosef. 5, chamishi, davar shahaya ben ashmashos mechubar o mechusar tzeda. Something that when Shabbos started, it was in a state of muksa, right? It was mechubar, it was attached, an apple that was on a tree, o mechusar tzeda, it was an animal that wasn't trapped, and I trap it or it falls off. So that was muksa when Shabbos started. We'll talk about the principle of migu diskatsoi. Since it's muksa, when Shabbos started, it's forever muksa that Shabbos. And number 6, muksa machmas mitzvah, which is not a Shabbos muksa, but it is one of the classes of muksa that he puts in here in Shin Ches. So let's talk about the first one. Kli shemalachto le'iser. That's today's shir, what we're going to talk mostly about. So if you look clearly in the Gemara, when did muksa start? Right, some say, Rav Schechter likes to point out, there's muksa and there's gzeiras tiltul kalim. He does not think that kli shemalachto le'iser is really a form of muksa. So when lumdus conceptually is different, because there's going to be heterim by a kli shemalachto le'iser that all other muksas don't have. So it's true. But in general, it's called muksa, like the other ones. When is this? So it was very, very early. The original muksas seem to have started very, very early. When did it start? Already in the days of David HaMelech. David HaMelech, the Gemara in Shabbos, Daf Lamed. The great story when David HaMelech asked when he's going to die. He's going to die on Shabbos. He didn't stop learning on Shabbos and until once the wind blew. So what happened? After he died, Shlomo HaMelech sent a message to the Beis Medrash. How could I move my father's body? So it was clear there was already a concept of muksa, muksa machmas gufo. He wanted to know how to move David HaMelech. Sholach Shlomo lebe medrasha, source number 6. I'm on page 219. Abba meis, umut al bachama. My father is dead. He's in the sun, right? Because we know from the tree. He fell. He's in the tree and he's outside. V'klavim shol beis abba revim. And the dogs are hungry. Man, I said, what should I do? Sholchole, they say, chadoch nevei levanach levnei klavim. Throw a piece of meat to the dogs. V'avicha. We'll have to talk about muksa machmas gufo, but it says, put a cookie or a baby on the dead body, and then you can move the dead body. We'll have to talk about that heter, the heter called kikerotinok. Kikarotina. But it's clear that there was a concept of muksa already way before Chazal, in the days of David HaMelech, in the days before Bayis Rishon. Before Bayis Rishon. Wow, very, very early. But the Gemara in Source number 7, the Gemara talks about the stages of muksa in terms of the Xeros of Kalim. The Xeros of Kalim, source number 7, Tana Rabbanan. So the Gemara says that there were stages of the muksa of Kalim. Nehemiah, as we'll see, saw a rampant Chilul Shabbos, so he started limiting and making Yisurim. Tana Rabbanan, Barishona, Ya'omrim, Shlosha, Kalim, Yitalam, B'Shabbos, originally said, no, you can only use these three Kalim and that's it. You can't touch any other Kli on Shabbos. To an extreme, maksoa shel tvela, you could use this knife that cuts dried figs. Vizua malistro shel kadera, this type of spoon that cleans out the pot. Visaken katana, and a little knife. You can't use any other kalim. Extreme, you can't move anything. Until he finally saw that people started keeping Shabbos again. So he tiru v'chazru v'yitiru v'chazru v'yitiru. Until he said, kala kalim v'yitalim b'Shabbos. Until he said, okay, fine, you can use all Kalim on Shabbos, except for the super special Kalim, which we'll see are Chesra and Kis, very fancy types of Kalim. Amar Rabbi Chanina, b'yimei Nehemiah ben Chekliya nishtes mishna zu. This Mishnah was taught in the days of Nehemiah. T'chzeh b'yema mahema ra'isi, b'yehuda drachim gitot b'Shabbos, mevim ha'aremos. Everything was rampant Chilul Shabbos. So he made all of these laws until later on he pulled them back when people started keeping Shabbos. The Shulchan Aruch HaRav also in the next verse points out that it was already in the days of David and Shlomo that these halachas were instituted, and the Aruch HaShulchan says maybe in the days of Moshe Rabbeinu, maybe it was already from Har Sinai, some of these halachas of muksa that were given in the Torah Sheba'al Peh. We don't know exactly when the earliest started, but it seems to be pretty early. So let's talk about Kli Shemalach Dola Isser. So as we just saw, the Gemara says there were different stages of heter. Hitiru v'chazru v'hitiru v'chazru v'hitiru. So there is a machlokes in the Gemara between Abaye and Rava. This is not one of the Yalkagams. So the Yalkagams is very interesting. Somebody once pointed out, we all, many know the Yalkagams, the six cases where we pass on like Abaye. Yesh lo midas, lechi ha'omid me'elav, and kiddusha she'masur and labia. So a couple... What are the cases we pass on like Rava? Right, that we can't name because there's 100 of them, but we don't know any of them. So Yal Kagam we can name because those are the six. But here's one that we pass on like Rava. Passing like Rava here. What is the maskana of Chazru v'tiru v'tiru v'chazru v'tiru? The Gemara talks about two types of cases and three types of movements. Two types of kalim. Kli shemalach dola iser and kli shemalach dola heter. A kli that's usually used for an iser purpose, like a scissors or a pen or a crayon or a stapler or a car or a dishwasher. All of those are kli shemalach dola iser. And then a kli shemalach dola heter is a spoon or a bowl, right, or a cup. Those are all kli shemalach dola heter. Those are two categories of kalim. And then there are three reasons why I might move something. Either the letzara gufo, I want to use it for a mutter purpose. Letzara gufo, I'm going to use a scissors to cut a piece of chicken. Letzarach gufo, letzarach makomo, I need the spot where the kli is. Or number three, michama letzel, literally from the sun to the shade. I don't need the kli at all, I don't need the spot, I just want to protect it. This fancy pen is left outside on the desk in the backyard, I want to bring it in because I don't want it to get stolen. That's called michama letzel. So what is the halacha? So Abaya has a limited view of what the maskana is. The maskana is that there are certain limits in terms of movement. They matter kli shemalach dola iser. They mattered only letzara gufo, not letzarach makomo. But Rava paskins lamaskana. A kli shemalach dola heter can be moved for all three purposes. Kli shemalach dola iser can be moved for the first two. Kli shemalach dola iser, I can move letzarach gufo if I want to use it for a mutter purpose. Letzarach makomo if I need the spot, but not mechama letzel. If I want to move it to protect it because I think it's going to get stolen or ruined, and I'm not allowed to move a kli shemalach dola iser. We'll learn that you could be marim and like, I'm going to use that spot. I wasn't going to use that spot, but I want to bring it inside, so I'll use that spot. So that's called the Sarak Makoma. That's allowed. But this is the Machlokas. We pass in like Rava. We pass in like Rava, and that's what the Shulchan Aruch says in source number 11, on page 222. Kli shemalach dola iser. Mutter l'taltalo. Bein l'sarak gufo. You can move a kli shemalach dola iser. You're allowed to move directly a pen, a stapler, any type of cleat that's a malachal iser, bein lazar gufa, kumkurnis shel zahavim, a hammer to be able to cut nuts. Kurd the laftamot vela, a big knife. Bein lazar bakomo, you need the spot. Shet zarach l'shtamish b'makam shakli munach sham. I left a pen on the table. I want to set the table. You can move it. Aval mechamal itself from the sun to shade to hainu shein tzarach l'taltalo. El b'nei she yari she yishaver. I think it might get broken. O yiganev sham aser. Then that is aser. What is the definition of a kli shemalach to l'iser? So let's go from one extreme to the other. Something that's totally always used for a dvar heter, and you can theoretically use it for a dvar iser, that's a kli shemalach to l'heter. What if it's always used for an iser? It's never used for heter. It's never used for heter. Like you talked in the footnotes, a grill. A grill. What are you going to use a grill for other than iser? You don't use a grill for anything. So he quotes in the footnotes of Machlokas Aposkim, if something is Kol malach to lehet iser, whether that has the heterim of kli shemalach to l'iser. So there's a machlokas, Shlomo Zalman assumes it's usur, the Mishnah Berurah assumes that, and Rav Moshe and others are lekula. But what is the general definition of a kli shemalach to l'iser? Rov malach to l'iser. If most of the time, it's mostly used for tasks that are prohibited. The footnote was, if it's always used for tasks that are prohibited, that's a machlokas. But if it's mostly used for tasks that are prohibibted, that's a kli shemalach to l'iser. That's what the Mishnah Berurah says in 12. Klomar miyuchedes l'davar she'asur la'asas b'shabbos, v'afilu amrak rov malach to l'iser gamkin b'chlal zeh. The Bir Halacha quotes the Prima Gadim, who says an important point. If it's used for half and half, if a significant amount of its usage is laheter, then it's not called a kli shemalach to l'iser. It doesn't have to be 50-50, even if it's 40-60. Still, if it's a significant amount of its usage is for heter, then it's kli shemalach to l'heter. And then again, the nafka mina, you can move it for its own protection. Mechamal etzel. Says the Bir Halacha, v'da, tekas of a prima gadim etaktim mishne brura, te kli sherov malach to l'iser. If rov malach to l'iser, hu gam bichlal kli shemalach to l'iser, l'anias daiti hayanira. There's a dafka im ikara hu rak l'malachas iser, v'rak l'famim mishtamish bo l'heter. If it's mostly used for iser, once in a while for heter, that's a kli shemalach to l'iser. Avalim derech ha-kli l'shtamish bo l'shneim. But if you use it for both, for rak shel iser mishtamshim bo yoser, but l'kli shemalach to l'iser, it's more, minolan d'maksadayti minei. Who says that you literally put it away in your mind? What does the word muksa mean? Maksadayti. The opposite of designated for muchan, the opposite of muks is muchan. It's ro'ui, it's prepared to use. No, I don't prepare to use it. It's out of my mind. There's a hesach hadas. But who says that? If I use it 30% of the time for heter, maybe it's not. It wasn't maksit madaiti. And therefore, the Bir Halacha is mekla in that case, vitzarechian. Even if the iser is only drabanan, the Mishnah Berurah also points out, it's still called the klisha malachto le'iser. If the only reason I don't use it is because of a minhag or a chumrah, then it wouldn't be a klisha malachto le'iser. Again, an iser drabanan, yes, that's source 14. But the Archa Shabbos says in 15 that if I don't use it, only mitam minhag, so that makes it, that does not make it into a kli shemalach l'iser. Kli asher malachto ein aser min adin, el rak machmas chumrah, yesh me aposkim shakasav. Some say, she'ena begeder kli shemalachto l'iser, umutu l'tato l'bishabes, it will be mutter, af shemachmas achumrah, ein mishtam shimbo b'shabes. So there are many kli shemalachto l'isers. You have it there in 16, listed. Ovens, kiraim shel gaz, mevresh svia, a paintbrush, a pot, a cooking pot, a frying pan, a sharpener, an eraser, an umbrella, menorat chashmal, a light, what else, a saw, a hammer, nayis chuchis, any of these, pins, all of these are kli shemalachto le'iser. Tefillin, we'll talk about that, that's a machlokas. Tefillin, a spit for a oven. Okay, let's talk about some. So he has here, first and foremost, the first thing we talk about are weapons. We want to talk about weapons, electric appliances. Are weapons muksa? Are weapons muksa? So what are weapons? You need the weapons. Obviously, pikuach nefesh, you have to carry the weapon. But what is it considered? Is it considered, let's say there's a weapon that I want to protect, I don't want it to get stolen. So if it's dangerous, going to get stolen and might fall into other hands, pikuach nefesh, then for sure, nothing to talk about. But once you still have to know, is it a kli shemalach to l'iser or something different? So Shlomo Zalman assumes that the main purpose, that it says here that Rav Yitzchak Yosef listed in back in source 16 that a gun, neshek, is a kli shemalach to l'iser. Shlomo Zalman is not so convinced. He thinks maybe it's a kli shemalach to leheter. Because what's the ikar point of a gun? Is it to use, to kill, to shoot? So that's a klisha batel iser. But maybe an ikar part of its usage, especially like we just quoted earlier from the Bir Halacha, that if a certain percentage of its usage is not just 95 to 5, if a certain percentage of its usage is for a heter, that's called the klisha batel leheter. So here a lot of it is used for harta'a, is used just to have as a deterrent. So people see that people are carrying guns, and the terrorists see that, and then they're not going to start up. So then that's a klisha malachta leheter, says Rosh Lomo Zalman, Mistaver, the Shalom B'Shas Melchama Ruf Tashmisham Rakla Hartia. The Kivan Shekachi writes on the top of 225, Choshvani Davali klisha malachta leheter, big chiddish, but it makes sense. Hova Omid Rak Lafchada, Gam Lafchada. And he quotes our Bir Halacha that we just saw. V'yavavi she'ikar Afchada Bebrei, and even though Hafchada is only because you might come to use it, but per se, it's mutter. So you're not using it for any iser, and therefore it would be called the klisha malachto leheter. Rav Dov Lior here in Tshuvas Dvar Chevron, Rav Dov Lior, the posek in Kiryat Arba, also assumes it's a klisha malachto leheter. Klisha malachto leheter, and therefore you'd be able to move it, not just l'tzarach guvah, l'tzarach makomo, but even mechama litzel. Even mechama litzel in our case. What about electrical appliances? I have something plugged in, and I want to move it. It's on the counter, I want to move it. So is that a klisha malachto leiser? Because you might say, in order to make it work, you have to plug it in, which is an iser. Darabanan, daraisa, but it's an iser. So it's a klisha malachto. In order to do its malacha, it had to be plugged in, even though, let's say, a fan. You let it move a fan? Because a fan, you have to plug it in to use it, a plug-in fan. But once it's going, it's not doing malacha. It's just blowing. Right, just its usage. So is that called the klisha malachta l'isser or not? So if you look in Rav Moshe first seems to say in the early tshuva, in Aruch Chaim Chela Gimel, he seems to say that it is a klisha malachta l'isser. That's what he seems. And again, therefore you would only be able to move the fan, l'tzarach gufa, l'tzarach makomo. But the Varshon electri, or electric, a clock, a plug-in clock, v'chein fan, shemechuber l'electri b'chut aruchim arshon l'taltalo. You have to make sure that you don't unplug it. But if you're not going to unplug it, you let him move it. Hinei, shalol l'tzarach gufa makomon yishkam gadol esar. If it's not l'tzarach gufa makomo, maybe you should aser. Shari ha-koach sha'osa ha-malacha bahen hu be'iser. Because what makes it work is iser, the electrical current. Af she'ein be'etzem alachton in iser. Even though per se, it's not violating the iser as it's used. Av l'tzarach gufa makomon mutter. But it's a klisha b'atel iser, you can move it l'tzarach gufa l'tzarach makomo. L'tzarach makomo might mean I don't want it blowing on me. Right, so you can move it the other way. That's l'tzarach makomo. Gufa, I want it blowing on me. But if you look later in Ramosha, in the fifth volume, in the posthumous volume, he quotes that, he clarifies, he says, people ask me about my early tshuva, and he clarifies that it seemed to be mutter. It's klisha malachto le'iser, not shena'ase iser. That's his diuk. He says, Hine kli chashmal, hagam shepol amaydei chashmal, even though they work through electricity, umuchubarim la chashmal, and they're connected, afilu menoras chashmal, lemaisa ena muksa mishabes. They're not muksa. Vumutu letaltalam, ela imkin in kelim shosim e malacha. Aval impulasam ena malacha shabes. But if they're malacha, their pool is not malacha shabes. Ein lachshivam kimalachtam le iser. Machbel shabakabon kocha, just because they only work when they're plugged in. The davarsha malachto l'iser pirusho davarsha osim bo iser, something that you violate an iser at every moment. Not she na'ase al yedei iser. He just says you have to be careful not to unplug them. Rav Avadia also in Yechavedas, he concludes lakula. He says, he quotes those that are machmir, but he assumes lakula. Lamaisa, but if you, and the Ramor Chalio is just very nervous about moving it, that you might come to pull out the plug. This is in source 22, Chuvas Chalio. And also, he says maybe it's Chesron and Kiss. Maybe you wouldn't use it for any other purpose, and therefore you're Maxit Midaitacha. He says he's not sure. He's there for his Otala Chumra. He says, Loti Gaboyad, Vasala Zizo, don't touch a plug in fan. Again, the Minhag Olam, I think, is to be Makel. But he says, don't touch a plug-in fan. Number one, you might pull it out of the plug. Even if without the chash, he thinks it's aser mikivan shamaverhu muksa machbas chesron kiss, because a person is machbid not to use it for any other purposes, not to play near it. So he thinks unless it's for a chola or a zaken, one should stay away from using it. Other points about a klisha malachto le'iser. What if you have a klisha malachta leheter that you could use just as easily? Do you have to go for the klisha malachta leheter, or could you use the klisha malachta leisser? So, for example, where does that come up? So he quotes a great example. I have to move something into, it's in a big pot, and I want to move the leftovers into a smaller container. So if I take out a container, I can put it into a container, or I can put it into a smaller pot. A pot is a klisha malachta leisser. A container is a klisha malachta leheter. Do I have to put it into the smaller container? Or what if I really want to use the pot? I want to use the pot. Do I have to put it into the container? So there is a diuk. The Gemara in Shabbos, Kuf Chav Gimel, Kuf Chav Dal, talks about Korban Pesach, when they used to skin the Korban Pesach. There's a machlokas, whether they skinned it. Two people held a pole between them. They hung the animal on the pole and they skinned it. Or Rebbe Lazar holds that they used to put their arms on each other's shoulders, hold the animal, and then skin it that way. And the Gemara has one line that says, well, you could do it with your hands, so why use the pole? Based on that line, there are those that say, the Mishnah Berurah sounds this way in Source 24, that if you could use a klisha malachto leheter, like your hands, you shouldn't use a klisha malachto leisser. The Mishnah Berurah, on that siman in Shin Ches, about moving klisha malachto b'tzorah gufo, mayri she'ein lo kliheter l'tash b'zeh. If you don't have a kliheter, if you have a kliheter, ein l'shtamish b'klizeh, you should not use a klisha malachto leisser. In that case, where does he know that from? Shar Tzion. Muchach, Shabbos Kuf Chav Dalet. He quotes that, Maklos Efshar, Kid Rebbe Eliezer. Right? You could be like Rebbe Eliezer, even though you could have used the stick. No, because you have another choice. Therefore, you shouldn't rely on the heter. Rav Chaim Noy in the Ksos HaShulchan argues, he assumes that, no, there's no raya. He doesn't think from that case. Right? That case is different. V'yesh l'chalik, he says in Source 26, the tilto kli heter shelo letzarech hu muksa. If we're talking about, right, using a kli shemlach to leheter for its tzarech, as we said, it's a tzarech and therefore it's mutter. So you can't move a kli shemlach to leheter shelo letzarech klal, right, shelo letzarech klal for stam tirchan Shabbos, that will be a problem. So even a kli shemlach to leheter needs a tzarech. So just like this needs a tzarech to be in its mutter, this is a tzarech, and this is mutter for a kli shemalach leisser. Avak shematalta kli isser l'tzarech gufo, d'shari hainu afil k'shefshel l'shamish b'kli heter. There's no problem, especially if you want to use the kli shemalach leisser. It's more convenient for you. And it's just as easy for you, and it's a tircha even a little bit to get the kli shemalach leheter. Therefore, he assumes that there's no problem. The Shmir Shabbos rules the Chumra, but in the footnote, he quotes the Kulas. He quotes the Kulas, especially because we don't even paskin that like that Rebbe Lazar by Korban Pesach, with the hands. We don't paskin that way. So even the whole basis of what this Raya is from, we don't paskin that way. Rebbe Moshe Feinstein quotes in Aruch Chaim Chelek Hei also, there's no need to exert oneself to find the klisha malachta leheter, and Rav Avadia as well in Chazon Avadia in Source 27. Mutar l'tal the klisha malachta leisser l'sar gufa makomo af al pi sheish l'tal the klisha malachta leheter, even if you have a klisha malachta leheter that could do the same thing. Rav Mordechai Leo, he says also, like he said before, l'chumra, maybe it's better if you could use a klisha malachta leheter, but there's no specific isser involved. The Magen Avram discusses in Source 29, V'isa, he quotes a Yerushalmi. Quotes, you know, how do you define a klisha, l'tzarach gufo, l'tzarach makomo? So the Magen Avram talks about, again, a little different point, moving a klisha malachta l'isser for reasons that are normally usser. But he's like moving it from the sun. But he says, like I said before, you can fake it. You can use it for something, contrive a reason to use it to make it l'sara kufo, or contrive something that you want to put in that spot. That's okay. That's still okay. And the Aruch HaShabbos says in Source 30, mutar l'shloach b'yantif matana l'chaver. You can send your friend. What if you want to send your friend a gift on Shabbos? Right, which is a klisha malachta leisser. You can move it. You could give it because it has as long as it has a mutter purpose. Telefoniyad hamishamish mios chol gam kishom maver. What if you use your telephone for an alarm clock and then it started going off? So he says that's a klisha malachta leisser. You had to move it l'sarach makomo. What's l'sarach makomo? I don't want it here because it's making me crazy with the noise. So if Irek Shachecha Letaltel B'Shabbos, Mutal Letaltelo. When it's Mafriya, it's Mafriya me. I don't want it here. I want it there. And that will be enough to be Letzarech Bekoma. What about, I think two more points we have here. What about moving a Klisha Malachto Le'Isser after you've used it? After it's completed. Let's say I pick up a Klisha Malachto Le'Isser. I left a pen on the Shabbos table. So I pick it up. I want to put a plate down there. And now I have the pen in my hand. Do I have to drop it the first seconds? Now it's on the floor. So based on a Gemara, no one doesn't have to do that. Reb Yitzchak is in the Gemara. We don't paskin like Reb Yitzchak. Source 31, Shabbos Mem Gimel. Reb Yitzchak says, you're not allowed to move a kli with tsarach davar hamuksa. Let's say I want to cover a dvar muksa to protect it. I can't, even I'm not going to touch the dvar muksa. Reb Yitzchak says you can't move anything to cover a dvar muksa. So either are cases in the Gemara that seem to be that you're taking a kli to cover a dvar muksa. Reb Yitzchak says those are cases where you picked it up with tsarach makomo, and therefore you already have it in your hand so you could cover. Based on that, Tosfos says in Beis Adav Gimel, based on that, umikan poskim. When we say you can't move a kli shemalachto le'iser, what if I already have in my hand a kli shemalachto le'iser? I picked it up ahead to le'sarach guvah le'sarach makomo. I can move it to wherever I want. Once there was a hagba'a beheter, I could take it wherever I want. V'im hizchil le'taltalo b'shul shezarach le'guvah le'makomo, mutter le'holicho, afilu b'chedro emir tzi. You can put it inside. Put it inside where it's supposed to go. And the Shulchan Aruch paskins that way, like the Tosfos. If you have a kli shemalachto le'iser that you picked up a heter, you can put it wherever you want. Mutal ataltalo bein l'sarach gufa bein l'sarach makoma. The Magen Avraham then has the first extension. V'nirali afilu shachach v'not l'biyado. Even if you didn't pick it up a heter, but you picked it up by accident. By accident. You forgot it was Shabbos. Rashoy l'taltalo yoser. So that's the Magen Avraham's first extension. Even if it wasn't picked up a heter, it was picked up by accident. You picked it up by iser b'shogeg. The Ramah seems to have another extension. Even if it's not a klisha malachto le'iser, which is a lower level muksa, but even if it's your wallet. Misha shachach kiso, Allah b'shabes, imu bebeso, yachol le'lechim ol cheder lahatir, chaguro, v'lipo sham latznio. If you have your wallet on Shabbos, if you didn't realize you had your wallet in your pocket, you could walk into the bedroom and then dump it out from your pants. You don't have to drop it in the first second in the living room. The Gra argues. The Gra says, no, that's not Tosfos' extension. The Gra says, no, all these cases, you need a maisa hagba beheter. But all these cases, you forgot it, the Magen Avraham and the Ramah. So, no. Aval nirali d'sham ascholas ha-tiltel hu beheter. V'kol ha-tiltel hu beheter. Mashenkin kan Tosfos, you picked it up beheter, you can take whatever you want. But if you forgot, the Gra argues on the Magen Avraham. The Gra seems to argue on the Gra too. Mashenkin kan she'isser hu misha achal shum v'recho nodef v'chulu. It's a quote from the Gemara in Brachas around Daf Nun Aleph. If your breath stinks from garlic, you should eat another piece of garlic. What's the Gra saying? If you did one thing wrong, you do another thing wrong, you picked it up at Isser, drop it, the Gra says. Drop it, Gra says, right? The Mishnah Berurah says also that not just the Gra's point of, you picked it up, be Isser, but also Tosfos is about a klisha malachto le'iser. The Ramah is about a wallet that's muksa machmas gufo. So would you say that? So that's what the Mishnah Berurah says. Maybe the heter only applies to klisha malachto le'iser. So there's two issues. Maybe the heter of Tosfos is only by klisha malachto le'iser. Maybe the heter of Tosfos is only by hischil beheter, and you picked it up beheter. So that is a big chiddush of the Magen Avraham and the Ramah. The Chazon Ish assumes that the Gra only was arguing on the Ramah regarding muksa machmas gufa, but he would agree by klisha malachto le'iser if you picked it up b'shachach, you'd be able to take it. The Chazon Ish assumes a limited point. The Shmir Shabbos is cholik. He thinks again on the Magen Avraham. Shmir Shabbos summarizes in 39. Kli shemalachto le'iser mishihi gia liyado beheter kegon shetiltu l'tzarach guvah l'tzarach makomo mutal anicha b'chamakam sheyirtze. That's Tosfos. If you picked it up, then you could take it to wherever you want. Vilu kli shemalachto le'iser shihi gia liyado shelo beheter, but a kli shemalachto le'iser that you picked it up by mistake, you have to drop it. Chayev l'salko miyado miyad. V'miyesh l'hefsin momon, okay. V'miyesh miyam alismach l'mogad Avraham v'chulu. If you realize you have a dvar muksa, a wallet, in a place with an Erev, you have your wallet in your hand, you have the car keys in your pocket, then you could go, you could take it into the house, l'mogad Avraham, the Shmir Shabbos says, but better not to. Again, the Yalkut Yosef is more mekel in this regard. So that's in terms of klisha malachto le'iser. If you already have it in your hands, what do you do now? The last point to mention for this year is, what if you have a klisha matal iser and you have no need? Again, this almost always you can come up with a tzorach makomo or a tzorach gufo. But what if you can't? There's another way, possibly, to put a dvar heter on it. Put a dvar heter on the klisha matal iser. Sounds that the Gemara in Shabbos Kuf Chav Gimel, has that possibility. And that's what the tshuva of the Rush says, you know, even though you can't do this with other categories of muksa, a klisha matal iser is more lenient, and therefore it can be moved with a non-muksa item. Even, again, tzorach gufo tzorach makomo is mutar l'chadchila. Mechamel itzel, you can't, but if you move it with a non-muksa item, it's okay. And therefore, says the Tshuvas HaRash, 42, Dvar ha-muksa machmas balachto, shi machmas iser, kukurnes anafachem, a hammer, yesh lo hetar filo mechamel itzel, al yidei kikir otinok. The Gemara only has kikir otinok, and we started off with David HaMelech by a mace, by a dead body. So some Rishonim say that's only by a dead body. But says the Rush, you could use that via klisha malachtel iser also because it's a low-level muksa, not by other muksa machas gufos, muksa machas chesron kis, and other types of muksas. But here, you can move it, you could use the heter. Not everyone agrees to this. Some say it would only work if the dvar heter is supposed to be in the dvar iser. You have a type of kli, a grinder. So if you put onions or garlic inside the grinder, that dvar heter is supposed to be there, then you can move it. But to put you have a hammer and you put a cucumber on top of a hammer, that's not going to work. The Sefer HaShlam is Machmir. He says that's not going to work. It's not going to work in that case. And the Shulchan Aruch quotes the Heter Yesh Matirin. Yesh Matirin Letaltel, source 44. Letaltel Klishim Laftel Le'isra Afilu Mechama Letzel, Aide Kikarotino. Some say you could put a cookie on the hammer. And the Mishnah Berurah says many Rishonim argue, right? Vesfira Le Delohi Tir Kikarotino Kala Meis Bilvad, only by a dead body. Avalo Bashar Dvar Muksa, even for a klisha malachto le'iser, we wouldn't rely on it. So it's a difficult heter. The Sharatian says, quoting from the Shulchan Aruch Haraf, Behefsin Meruba, we might allow it. The Aruch HaShabbos also says that, but there are kulas in this regard. Okay, we'll have to stop here. We had a haschala of klisha malachto le'iser and the world of muksa.